Today's Tanya for the 27th day of Adar is in Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37, and it's on page 96, or on the bottom number 176. The Rebbe is talking about how the neshama comes down basically to elevate the animal soul, and that is its whole purpose, because for itself it doesn't need a tikkun. Only the Nefesh HaBahamis needs a tikkun, and for this the Neshama comes down into the Golus of this world, just as the Shechina comes down into Golus in this world. Now, in the middle of the page, the line that begins, Uvazeh Yuvon, and with this we'll understand, Mashif Li Gurizal, in that the sages marveled, B'me'ed, me'ed, very much, B'me'ilas ha'tzedakah, about the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Omru, and they said, Sh'shkula k'neged kol ha'mitzvahs, that the mitzvah of tzedakah is equal to all other mitzvahs. V'chol Talmud Yerushalmi, and throughout the Gemara of Yerushalmi, he nikras b'shem mitzvah stam, the mitzvah of tzedakah is called mitzvah stam, kikacho yehergil haloshen, because this was the common expression, likrei tzedakah b'shem mitzvah stam, to refer to tzedakah with the word mitzvah, mipnei shehi ikir ha-mitzvahs ma'isiyes, because tzedakah is the main mitzvah of the active mitzvahs, v'eila al kulono, and it is greater than the rest. It is the main part of all the mitzvahs, it is the essence of all mitzvahs, and it is higher than all mitzvahs. Shekulon hein rak lahalis nefesh achiyunis lahashem, because all mitzvahs are, mitzvahs ma'isiyes, are for elevating the animal soul to God, shehihi hamikayemes eson, because it is the animal soul that fulfills the mitzvah, umislabeshes bohen, and it's the animal soul that is clothed in the mitzvah, as we said earlier, that it's the animal soul that moves the body, that activates the body, and it's the body is doing the mitzvah. So it's the animal soul that is clothed in that act, Rikolil be'erein seif baruchu, and that's how it becomes absorbed into godliness. Hamelubish bohen, the godliness that is clothed within the mitzvah. Ein loch mitzvah shenefesh achiyunis mislabeshes bo kolkach, and there's no other mitzvah in which the nefesh achiyunis, the animal soul, is clothed in the mitzvah so much, ki b'mitzvah tzedakah, as in the mitzvah of tzedakah. And how is that? Shebechol ha-mitzvahs, because in all the other mitzvahs, ein mislabish bohem rak keyach echod minefesh ha-chiyunis b'shas ma'isa ha-mitzvah levad. Because in all other mitzvahs, it is only one keyach of the nefesh ha-chiyunis, it is only one keyach of the animal soul that is clothed in that mitzvah. As for example, when a person is eating matzah, so it's only the keyach of the achila, that part of the animal soul that is clothed in the mitzvah, and it's also bishas maisa ha-mitzvah bilvat. It is only for the time that the person is doing the mitzvah. Only during that time is the nefesh achiyunis involved in a mitzvah. Aval b'tzedakah, but in tzedakah there are two advantages. Sh'odom neisim yigia kapov, when a person gives tzedakah, he's giving from the money that he earned by the sweat of his brow. He worked for it. Hari kol kayach nafshi hachiyunis, and all the kayches of the animal soul are melubash ba'asiyas melachte ayesik ache. When a person is working to make a living in his work or in his esek, he involves the entire animal soul. Shenishtakir b'mois elu, and it's through that effort that engaged the entire animal soul that he made this money that he is now giving to tzedakah, ukishen neisnam l'tzedakah, so that when he gives it to tzedakah, hari kol nafshi hachiyunis eilu l'Hashem, it is the whole animal soul that is involved in that mitzvah, and all of it rises and is elevated to God. gam mi she'enei nehne megiyei, and even one who doesn't work for a living and doesn't have to put his entire animal soul into the money that he has, mikol mokein, still, ha'yilu v'mois elu, since with this money, ha'yayochol liknes chaye nafshi hachiyunis, he could buy those things that are necessary for the very life of his animal soul, ha'yay neisen chaye nafshi l'Hashem. So in giving away the tzedakah, he's literally giving away the life of his actual life, he's giving away to God. Theoretically, if a person was left with only one nickel, and with that one nickel he could buy himself some food that could keep him alive for another day, giving away a nickel is giving away that which his life could depend on. Which means that even that in time also, when a person gives away tzedakah, it's not only this moment that he's doing a mitzvah, it is the life that he could have bought for himself before, during, and after the mitzvah. So that in time also, the mitzvah of tzedakah involves all times, not just the moment of the mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara says, Shemekazeves es ha-ge'ula, that tzedakah brings the ge'ula. It brings it closer. Lefi shebitzdakah achas, because with one act of tzedakah, mai leharbe menefesh achiyunis, he elevates a lot of the animal soul. Sheloi haya yochol lahalis mimena kol kach keiches ubechines bekama mitzvis maisiyes acheres, which he would not be able to elevate so many parts and so many keiches of the animal soul with any other mitzvah. So in giving tzedakah, he is elevating more of the animal soul and thereby creating a greater dira b'tachteinim, and that is the hachana to the coming of Mashiach. And the hachana to Mashiach also brings Mashiach closer, because the more the keli is ready, the sooner the oil can come. And so in making a dira b'tachteinim for the Eibishter through the animal soul, which also affects his portion of the physical world, the physical existence, and the physical things that he uses, not only in the act of the mitzvah, but also that which brought him to the mitzvah and that kept him alive and that keeps him comfortable so that he can do the mitzvah, all of those things become a dira b'tachteinim, or as the Rebbe says, it becomes a Chabad house, and the whole world becomes one big Chabad house, so that even the physical geographic space in which the Jew lives, all of it is elevated and becomes a dira for the Eibishter, so that Mashiach can come sooner and build the main Chabad house, or the central Chabad house, in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, that will be built by Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu. In order to understand a little bit better why it is that the animal soul, the Nefesh HaChiyunis, is the one that is clothed and involved in the act of a mitzvah more so than in the mitzvah that is performed through thought or through speech, Chassidus explains that the difference between these three garments, the three levushim, Machshava, Dibur, and Maaseh, is, as we see in the letter, in the Hebrew letter that represents Machshava, Dibur, and Maaseh, which is the letter He. So we see that the top line of the hay, which is machshava, and the right leg of the hay, which is dibur, are connected. They're close to each other. They're connected. But the third stroke, or the third part of the hay, which is the left leg, is disconnected from the other two. Because maaseh is disconnected, a disconnected garment, whereas machshava and dibur are called close garments, inner garments. The difference between inner garments and removed or distant garments is that machshava and dibur, although they are expressions outside of the neshama, and that's why they are garments, they don't need any hachana, and you can stop and start anytime you want, thinking whatever subject you want, or speaking or not speaking, and so on. Yet, thought and speech are mainly to express the person who is thinking and speaking. So although it's an expression to the outside, outside of the nefesh itself, but what is being expressed is the person himself. So when a person thinks, he's basically expressing himself. When a person speaks, he is expressing himself. But in doing an act, you act on a physical object, and a physical object is far removed from the nefesh, and therefore in the act, the person is not so much expressing himself as he is following the demands of the object with which he is working. And that's why thought is something that a person does only within himself or to himself. Thought is the way that we speak to ourselves. Speech, although that's for somebody else, we talk to somebody else, but that somebody else has to be a human being, just as we are, has to be of some intelligence, just as we are, and the more alike we are, the more effective and the more successful the speech will be, or the easier it will be to speak. Because if a person is very different from the other person, then he won't understand what he's saying. So speech will not be as effective. So we see that speech has to remain within the realm of the human being and as close as possible to the speaker. Whereas action is totally removed from the speaker. When you act on a piece of leather or on a piece of copper or on a piece of marble. And here, you can't express so much yourself, you have to do what the object demands. You can only do certain things with wood, which you can't do with metal. You can do certain things with metal, you can't do with wood, and so on. So, the most external act, which is the Keyach HaMaisa, there, the nefesh itself is not expressed so much. It is more the object itself. And that's where the animal soul comes in, because there the animal soul takes the primary role. It is the most external part of the person, and that's the part that gets involved with this most external of the garments, the Keyach HaMaisa. And that's why in studying Torah and davening or in learning, it is more the godly soul that is involved, the godly soul expressing itself through speech and through deed, even though through learning and through speaking, through thinking and speaking, even though that too involves the animal soul. But it's mainly the godly soul expressing itself. Whereas in action, the godly soul finds very little expression. The main part of it belongs to the animal soul, which is the actual doing of the mitzvah. In the Hayyim Yom for the 27th of Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes as follows, that from the Sichas of my father, of the Rebbe Rashab, it says that the sin of the Bnei Adam, who went into the Mishkan and were consumed by it, their sin was that they had a Rotzi without a Shuv. That their desire to cleave to God didn't contain also the commitment to come back and live in the body. And the truth is that when you come before God, you have to be titharu. It has to be zeinun kloz. You have to be clean and clear. And you have to feel that in the act, in the maisa b'toil, that the higher something is, the lower it comes. And therefore, the zotzi, without a shuv, the desire to go get closer to God, without a commitment to the maisa, which is really, although it's lower, it really comes from the highest place, so to feel that zotzi without a shuv, that's death. And for this, there was the commandment that was given to Moshe, that he should say to Aaron, and Aaron is the same letters as nir'eh, to see, to be revealed. And in the nefesh, Aaron is seichel. So Moshe says to Aaron that in order to come to the Kodesh, in order to come to the holy place, which is mi beis la pareches, beyond, with inside of the pareches, which is lifnei atzimtzum. For this, you have to know that al ha'orin, that on the orin asius nizeh and haskalah, on top of the haskalah is farana kapeiros. That there's a kapeiros, which is a curtain, a covering. A kavona funafashtel, that there is a purpose in the concealment. V'dosi de pnei ha-kapeiros. Pnei ha-kapeiros means the pnimius of the kapeiros, the reason behind the fashtel, the concealment. And therefore, v'lo yomus, a person should not die, a person should not have a rotzi without the shuv. Ki be'onon eiroi al ha-kapeiros. Because although the unknown is a concealment, which is Tzimtzum Harishin, but it's a Zoe al HaKapeiros, through the cloud, the Eibush that is seen al HaKapeiros, because the Kavanah of Tzimtzum Harishin was the revelation that will follow. And how do we get to that? That's through the Vial, the Al Yoveh. The Al means Bitl Atzmi, not being yourself. Ton was Chassidus haste. When we do what Chassidus tells us to do, Unish das was Seichel zokt, and not what our intelligence tells us to do, then is Yoveh El Hakedesh. Through this, we can come to a place of holiness, to a place of kedusha.